The second parak of Peah, Mishnah Aleph. The halacha of Peah is that it says you should take off pas sodcha, which means a corner of your field. So we have to define what a field is. A field is, because one is required to take off one Peah from every field. So if it's a very large area, it's considered one field. Midrash is enough to take one grain from the entire field. Your bottom is 60th. If it's considered two separate fields, then it has to take two independent payers from each field. So Eil Masikin LePeah. The Mishnah is now saying, if I have a large area which is planted, which things are considered a hefsek and define this as being one field, and from then on another field. So Anato, if there is a river in between two parts of the field, it's considered two separate fields, and you have to take off payer separately from, you have to leave payer separately from each field. Another thing is Ashlulis, which is a waterway, which was called Amas Amayim, was one Amma wide, but one Amma deep, used for irrigation, that also is considered a dividing point between one field and the next. Derech HaYochid, Derech HaYochid, the Derech HaRabim. Derech HaYochid is a four Amma wide path, which was used for private use. Derech HaRabim is a Shus HaRabim, which is a 16 amma wide path that's used for public usage. And then there's something else called the Shvil HaRabim or Shvil HaYochid HaKavua B'Yemot HaChama B'Yemot HaGshomim. A Shvil is smaller than these. It's a smaller path than the above mentioned paths. It's just enough to take one step and put one foot on the path, and then the next foot in front of that foot. And over here it says that since it's such a thin path and it's not made for so much use, even though the rabbim do use it, it's only considered a separation between the fields if it's something which is used both in the Yemayis HaChama and the Yemayis HaGshom. It's used both in the summer months and in the winter months. If it's only used part of the year, then it's not this thin path. It's not enough to split between the two fields. Habur is a field which is not planted in between two planted fields, a separation. Anir is a field which was freshly plowed in between two fields that were already growing. Zera Acher, if you plant in between, let's say you have two fields of wheat, and in the middle of that you plant something else, barley or tomatoes or whatever it may be, that also separates between those two fields of wheat. Vakoytu Lashachas, and Mapsik Viv Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if a person was cut to the shadows by the grains, what they used to do is when it started growing, they'd cut it down a little bit and they would feed that which grew to the animals, and then that which was cut down would grow up again. So if you have two fields that were not cut down in the middle, you have one field that you cut down in the middle, Rabbi Meir holds that is considered the middle field is a different field and separate between the two side fields, whereas the Chachamim holds that's just considered part of the ksira that you're eventually going to do, and basically consider all one big field in respect to Trumas and Mises. So for my remain a mastic, Ellen can flourish. The only time there is mastic is if you actually plowed over the field and between the two side fields, then it's considered a separate thing. But if you just cut down the one in the middle, since it's going to grow back again, that's considered all one field of grain.